You know, sometimes we feel like God doesn't hear us. Sometimes we get in a place where we go, "Where are you, Lord?" We wonder about the presence of God. Have you ever had those times when you kind of felt like, "God, where are you?" Or you felt, "I feel so distant from you and I need you"? Have you ever felt as though God has stepped away from you for the moment? Like he just needed to step off to the side for a moment. How do I recognize his presence and not confuse it with something else? Well, first of all, God doesn't step aside for a moment. God does not leave you. Ever. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's God's promise. He will never leave you nor forsake you. We may sometimes feel like we've been left out on our own, but that feeling comes from our movement, and it comes from our attitude at that moment. God is there all the time. We're the ones that get away from him. We're the ones that turn a deaf ear to him. We're the ones that don't recognize him sometimes in the heat of the moment. In Joshua 1:9, we are told to seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. We're not supposed to walk away from him or turn a deaf ear toward him. We're supposed to seek him. When we have these moments where we don't feel the presence of the Lord, we need to do a self-check. Do you ever have to do a self-check on yourself just to kind of see where you're at? We have most likely drifted from his presence because we got caught up in whatever's going on. And sometimes that can be stuff where you're just having a really good time and you get caught up in the moment and you forget about God. Sometimes it could be because you're depressed and you're feeling alone and it just seems like there's nobody there for you. We're the ones that drifted. Perhaps it's because we became so casual in our relationship with God that we've become less sensitive to his presence and his spirit. That happens. It happens with God. It happens in our own relationships. People do that same thing when their relationship with their spouse, their friends, or whoever else. Then to their amazement, they feel disconnected. Perhaps estranged to their spouse, their friends, or even to God. But it's because we've allowed ourselves to drift from where we should be. There was a time when being accountable and being responsible was something that was a respected way to look at people. And we were supposed to seek to be that way. Unfortunately, it seems like not everybody, but it seems like a lot of people have changed from that. They don't want to be accountable. It's somebody else's fault. They're not willing to take a good look in the mirror and say, whether it's my fault or somebody else's fault, what do I need to do about me? What do I need to do to change? I can't change anybody else. The only one I can change is myself. Jeremiah 29:13. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. He's there. He's waiting for you to seek him out. Just like that person that you became distant from, whether it's your spouse, your friend, or whoever. Sometimes you need to make that first move. Instead of who's right and who's wrong, you need to make the first move. Whether it's with your spouse, your friend, or whether it's with God. God's there. He's waiting on you and me to say, "You know what, Lord? Forgive me." I've taken this relationship too casual and allowed it to drift apart. Forgive me for allowing that to happen. We must remember that in a relationship, it is two that are relating to each other. If one's trying to do all the relating and the other one isn't, whether it's another person or whether it's God trying to relate to you, it takes two to make a relationship. When the relationship becomes one-sided, there will be, I'm repeating myself, a disconnect of understanding with each other. How come I don't understand you as much as I used to? How come there seems to be a distance between me and God? Why is it that I feel like we're speaking two different languages all of a sudden? What happened? In fact, God has let us know that in all things, even when we are transitioning from this life to the next, He will be there for us, no matter what it is. Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. During your entire life and during your time of physical death and going to the spirit world, He is there with you. He didn't abandon you. He didn't forsake you. He didn't say, I haven't got time, I'll get back with you. He's there. We need to have the kind of relationship like a child has with a parent. Let me emphasize, I don't mean that in every sense, because there is some foolishness that happens between children and parents. But here's what I do mean. For example, a child can be in a crowd and yet can single out their parent's voice from all the other noise going on. That comes from relationship. If you want to know how to recognize voice, spend time with that person. If you want to recognize how to hear God's voice, spend time with God. I can tell you that the more time you spend with Him, the more you will begin to understand and hear what He's trying to talk to you. Satan wants enough noise and he wants enough distractions that will cause a lot of confusion. But if we maintain a close relationship through always being in the Word, hearing godly teachings, and in relationship with other godly people that love the Lord, it will help us to be like that child that can hear its parents' voice in the midst of the noise and the distractions. We got cell phones, we got computers, we got all kinds of crazy stuff that distracts us. If we have easier transportation from point A to point B, so our world has gotten bigger. In the old days where somebody had to walk or use a buggy, they only went so many miles. Now with a car, you can go across this country in a matter of days. It used to take months. Because of all that, the information flow increases. And with all that information flow going in your ears, there's all this noise and all this static and all this stuff that's being forced into you. We can't allow that stuff to distract us from God. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you in my righteous right hand. Now, how's He going to hold you in His righteous right hand if He's absent and He's somewhere else? The reason that He can hold you in His righteous right hand is I know God is omnipresent and He's everywhere. The point I'm trying to make is I can't hold something if I'm not close enough to hold it. God is close enough to hold you in His right hand. And He wants it that way. But Satan wants us to forget or not have faith in the promise that Jesus made in John 14:23. In John 14:23, Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." If God is making his home with you and bringing you into his home, it's kind of hard to get a whole lot closer than that. So we are told repeatedly of God's love and the fact that he will be there. Sometimes God will visit us in visions or dreams, and sometimes there are times when his presence or experience is made in other manifest ways. Sometimes I get certain feelings that I recognize are from God. You know, God's desire is for a close relationship with us so that we can recognize his voice. So that we recognize it's not Satan whispering in our ear, it's God. Because we recognize his voice because of our relationship. And he wants us to be able to feel his presence. And we are able to do that. He wants us to come to him like children. They may not always see or hear their parent, but they know their presence is near. It doesn't matter if they're in their own home or they're visiting friends or somebody else, or even if they're in the store. Children just have this secure feeling, because even if they can't see or hear their parent right in that moment, they know they're somewhere nearby and that their parent's going to take care of them. We need that kind of a relationship with God. That whether you think you can see him or feel him or not, the reality is you know his presence is there, whether you feel it or not. Psalm 139, verses 7 to 10, tells us that the attitude that we should have, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. There is no place that you can be where the Lord is not. None. No place. We can't always go by our feelings, whether it's feeling his presence or by certain feelings and we think, oh, gee, I'm supposed to go do that. We should always pray and ask God and say, Lord, I really need to hear your voice in this. I need a confirmation. God will give it to you. The best way to be able to recognize God speaking to you is in relationship. We are told in John 10, verses 27 to 30, John 10, verses 27 to 30, that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. If you're ever over in Israel or you're someplace where there's a lot of sheep and stuff, and sometimes two different herds will get mixed up, but guess what? When that shepherd goes one way and the other shepherd goes the other way, they don't have to worry, because those sheep will follow the one that they've been in relationship with, the one that has covered them, protected them, provided for them, and blessed them. God is like that with us. And you can get into a place in your relationship with God when you feel what I call a check in your spirit. A feeling or hesitation that is something, that maybe something's not a good idea or quite right. And I know that it isn't the chili from last night. God can get your attention in various ways. If you're walking close to him, you will come to recognize how the Lord is guiding you. Some people are better about getting visions than I am. I'm not real good about that. But I hear his voice. He's speaking through my mind. And I feel things in my spirit. And I feel what I call a check on my spirit, and it's kind of like, nah, don't go there. Don't buy this or don't do that, because there's just a check not to do that. And there are other times when I just feel an affirmation. And because of the time I spend with the Lord, I'm able to recognize whether it's just me talking myself in or out of something, whether it's the enemy trying to whisper to me, or whether it's God's voice. When you spend time with him, you begin to recognize those things. It's like a couple that has spent a lot of time together. They can be at a party or something, or be with a group of people, and they might be at different parts of the party, but when one needs the other one's attention, or it's time to go or whatever, somehow they connect. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, 11 tells us there's no better place to be than in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes because of the shiny gold things and the noise and the different things that are offered in the world, we think, oh, that might be better, this might be good. But the truth of the matter is, if God's not in it, I don't care what it looks like, what he or she looks like, what that next whatever looks like, if God's not in it, don't touch it. Stay away. If we're diligent in pursuing our relationship with the Lord, we will hear and we will recognize his voice. And we will see his hand at work. I've seen it many times. You can too. Some of you may have seen it happen more than I have. And if you have, praise God, that's good. It's not a contest. The important part is, are you seeing and hearing him? Are you recognizing what God is doing? Are you saying thank you and appreciating it? During those times when you're feeling like you're absent from the Lord, don't look for where he is. Look for where you are. And you will be amazed. Small adjustments can bring such a difference, such a radical change in your life. Seek him with all your heart. He loves you more than we even know how to understand love. He wants to be there for us. He is there all the time. It's only when we stray from him, whether we outright turn our backs on him, or whether we just get caught up in something and start to drift away. Repent, come back close, and stay close to him. Stay so close that you can hear a whisper. And just allow him to speak and guide you, because he will. Amen? Father God, we thank you that you are always present. We thank you that your love never fails. Forgive us, Lord, where we fall short. Sometimes in our anger or our hurt or our frustration, we think you're falling short and leaving us alone, and that just is not true. You have kept your word for thousands of years. You have never lied once. You have never strayed once. We, on the other hand, have a hard time walking in a straight line down your path. That's why we need you more than ever. Help us to be where we need to be, that we would walk in fellowship with you. And just like we recognize the voice of our spouse or the voice of our children, the voice of our closest friends, let us to even more recognize your voice. And help us to be obedient to it, in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. Awesome. Thank you, Lord.